WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:36, Brock Hunter.
How you doing, man?
Oh, feel a little miserable.
Yeah, do you?
I saw this on Twitter. It was trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter. And I thought it was kind of good. Your misery in four words. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What is your misery in four words? I got mine. As soon as I saw it, boom. New mine.
Yeah. Should we do it?
You want to know mine?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
When Kiki says, "We have plans tonight."
Oh.
I'll be honest, all right? I'm just kind of the guy that shows up, all right? You tell me where I need to be, I'll go there. I'm not going out of my way to make plans with people. And not that, like, I mean, honestly, Hunter, you and I don't hang out all that often.
Not too much.
On the weekends, because we're doing other stuff with the wives, with the family, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And also, you know, that's kind of how guys are. Sometimes you'll text me like, "Hey, you want to go fishing?" All right, yeah, cool, let's go fishing. That's kind of all it is.
Yeah.
But usually I don't set up plans. I let Kiki take care of that, and then she just tells me.
My God, Brock, we got plans on Friday.
Oh, my God. When she says that, "Oh, no, we're doing it." And I'm like, "Oh, what do we got going on? We don't have anything going on this Friday." She goes, "No, we have plans tonight." And I'm like, "No."
Yeah,
with
that
who?
One sucks. That one's, mine's a little different, but the same as in with yours is we have plans Sunday because I have Sundays off. And they just, dude, wives and girlfriends love to fill your Sunday.
They love to ruin a Sunday.
You know what's on Sunday, right?
Yep.
Football.
Yeah.
And right now, very important football.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Ladies, so just keep that in mind. Give it a few weeks after February 1st, right?
Then plan all the crap you want to plan. You know? Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, you got Sunday off?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But wait, there's more. That's four words that sum up my misery.
Yeah, I figured out what mine was. I didn't know what it was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I knew what it was this morning.
Yeah.
Water heater is broken. Misery. Dude, I woke up from a nap yesterday. It was in my basement.
Yeah.
Woke up, looked at the ground. There's a puddle on the ground. I look over at the cat. I'm like, what do you start peeing on? Then it's everywhere. I look at this, like my whole basement.
Yeah.
One side of my basement. Yeah, water heater.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they get rusted through, man. And
that is. Water heater is broken. That's, oh, yeah. Or any.
You know what that sounds like? Expensive.
It does.
You know?
Damn it. That is any kind of repair. If you can sum up a repair.
Yeah.
Like, house needs deep clean.
And the wife wasn't too happy yesterday about it. It's because I didn't immediately jump out of the couch to clean it up.
No, I agree with her. You deserve to get yelled at.
I know. I get it. I'm lazy. I'll be the first to admit it.
You're worthless. You are worthless.
But when you're nose to nose with me, screaming at me, calling me lazy... I almost lost it yesterday, bro.
You're a piece of garbage.
Right. Except it wasn't garbage. It was a little bit more provocative.
A little bit darker.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook, your misery in four words. We have plans tonight. Now!
All right.
Hey, good morning. 7:49, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Your misery in four words. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your misery in four words? WIRX, hello?
Brock, I got a four word for you.
Yeah.
When my wife says, "My mom is here."
My mom is here. Oh, ouch. Ow. That one hurt me, man. That's a great answer. Thanks for the call, bud.
Hey, no problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man.
Bye.
My folks are staying. Oh, man. Just kidding. I love my in-laws if my wife is listening.
I got another one.
Yeah, what's yours?
Women's high-waisted shorts. Sorry. I always got to bring it back to it. But if there's the opportunity, God, I'm going to do it.
Those make you miserable, don't they?
Miserable.
Don't they? Yeah. We got some great comments on Facebook. Tony said, Cody Parkey double doink.
Oh, man.
That's pretty much every Bears fan right now.
Hey, by the way, we're gonna do something with that here coming up before the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just a little teaser for you.
We're very excited about that. Scott said, radio show lame jokes.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I think about that. You know, I got a lame joke for you, Scott. Your face. No?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
Right, I'm sure he's pretty beat up about it.
Let's see. Steve says, oh, crap, rent's due.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Did I pay my mortgage this month?
Hey, what's the date today?
Yeah,
seriously.
Geez.
Seriously.
It's the 9th.
Oh, my God.
Have you not paid your mortgage?
No, I haven't.
Good God, Hunter. I like this one. Audrey said, being on my period. Well, honestly, that's more for guys, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that should be more for, that's a guy answer.
Yeah, we're both miserable.
We got it worse than you ladies. A little cramping. Oh, you're bloated.
That's Brock. That's Brock at WIRX.com, ladies.
These women whining. I'm on my period.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, I got to deal with your psycho emotions.
Tread lightly, yeah, man.
I'm
tread
taking lightly. That one.
Once again,
he's going to come here and punch me right in the face.
Absolutely. Once again, ladies, that's Brock at WIRX.com.
Oh, periods. You guys don't understand. So tough. Robert said, constantly surrounded by stupidity. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one. Timothy, is it Friday yet? Chris said, Plan B morning show.
Yeah!
And then Brian Reed said, that was going to be my first comment.
Yeah! Yeah!
Let's see. Ryan. We'll take a break after Ryan's. He said, this thing called life.
Somebody, what was his name?
Ryan.
Somebody keep an eye on Ryan, would you?
Check on Ryan.
Yeah.
Somebody check, just in case.
Somebody give Ryan a call.
Just make sure he's all right.
Attention.
All right, here we go. 7:58. Your misery in four words.
I love skinny jeans.
It is so, you know what? That you bothers
know,
me.
You know what the misery
I
is?
I hate skinny jeans.
Yeah. You know what the misery is?
What?
The tightness of them.
You can't go anywhere without just, like, I just like straight fit jeans. All
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Straight fit, right mm-hmm. down. And everywhere you go, even at Walmart, they're all slim straight.
Yeah.
Extra slim.
They got walls and walls of slim straight.
I just
happened to the relaxed fit.
Or then it's loose fit. So they either have slim straight or loose fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the loose fit because those are a little baggy for me. Just give me a straight leg jean, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I don't like my jeans feeling like they're choking me out.
No.
You know, I get claustrophobic in those things.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried them on, like, at the store?
I tried. One time, Kiki was like, she's like, you should try the slim jeans. And I was like, all right, I'll try. Right. No, they were choking my Hardy Boys way too much.
Yeah, I can get my leg, like, halfway through a pant leg, and I'm like, nope.
And I can wear, like, underwear with those?
No.
Terrible.
If you can get them on.
And I don't have the fortitude in my back end to be wearing no underwear all the time, especially with tight jeans.
Yeah.
No, I need some breathing room.
And then they sag them, too.
Yeah,
I think they sag them because they can't get them all the way up.
And honestly, the pockets are, like, in the middle of your thigh.
Yeah.
That's in Ireland, that's every single guy. Yeah. Every single guy.
With the real tight jeans.
So tight.
And then you got the sneakers.
And they're basically, like, they're like leggings. They're not, like, denim.
Yeah.
It's, like, 25% denim, the rest, like, yoga pants.
Super tight jeans.
Guys, you're wearing yoga pants. Stop it. Stop it.
If you, Let's see. What's the rule here? If you put on a pair of jeans and you can't touch your knees,
yeah,
get a different pair of jeans.
If you put on a pair of jeans and you can tell what religion you are. See what I did there?
Hey.
That's a good one, Anna. Let's get on that. Your jeans are tight.
Yeah.